Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from Sapp Plainfield Library. It's been a while since we've shown a swashbuckling adventure movie, and even longer since we've shown one with Errol Flynn. So, today we have one for you. It's The Seahawk. Flynn plays Jeffrey Thorpe, a privateer in the service of Queen Elizabeth I, just before the launch of the Spanish Armada against Britain. Originally, this movie was meant to be a new adaptation of the novel by Raphael Sabatini, previously filmed in 1924. However, by the time the script was done, all that was really left of the original story was the cool-sounding title. The movie is almost a reunion of the people behind Flynn's best-known movie, The Adventures of Robin Hood, which we showed a while back. In addition to Flynn, it also shares the same director, Michael Curtiz, composer, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, one producer, one screenwriter, the director of photography, and several actors, including Alan Hale Sr. and Claude Rains. Two prominent Robin Hood vets are missing, though. Olivia de Havilland was offered the role of Doña Maria, but declined, having already done 6 movies with Flynn, with 5 of them as his love interest. She'd do 2 more movies with him later on, though. Instead, Brenda Marshall was cast in the role. Meanwhile, Basil Rathbone, who had dueled with Flynn before in Captain Blood and Robin Hood, turned down the chance to face him again as the villainous Lord Wolfingham. Around that time, Rathbone was dueling Tyrone Power in The Mark of Zorro, anyway. Instead, Henry Danielle got the part. And while he was a fine actor, especially as a bad guy, he was not skilled at stage fighting. So, for the most part, he was doubled in such scenes by fencing master Fred Cavins, another Robin Hood alumnus. The Seahawk was made as a rousing adventure, but it also had another purpose. The cut of the film shown in the UK, which is the one we'll be seeing today, ends with Elizabeth I giving a patriotic speech to her subjects, with war imminent. Thus, at least in Britain, it served as a bit of a role in wartime propaganda, building morale during World War II. The movie got great reviews and was a big box office hit. It earned 4 Oscar nominations, including for Best Original Score, and is still considered one of the best adventure movies ever made. If you're in the mood for a more recent movie, you can see our on-site screenings of new DVDs on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. They're free of charge, but you must pre-register. You can sign up by calling us at 908-754-7885 or going to the events calendar page on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you'd like to make a comment or suggestion about these showings, you can call them in, you can post them on our Facebook page, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's feature, and thanks again for your support. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1940, here's The Seahawk.